Blog Talk Radio.
About.
Well, I was looking for the chat room, but the chat room is...
Hold on, I'll open it.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. Corey got it. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to what I was talking about. We were chatting, and I totally forgot that the show was about to start, so I had to pick a song really quickly, so that's why that was there, because it's at the top of my
list. I like that song, though. I like that song. I do, too.
I really like that song, but it wasn't quite what I had in mind. I wanted something a little angrier, because, you know, Corey likes angry.
She does like anger, especially on Tuesday nights when we have to be all snitty and haughty as we talk about other people's fashion and how failure it is.
But I'm pretty sure we can manage that, even if we have a song like that. Anyway, let me introduce us. It's Tuesday, and it's about time.
Yay!
It's about time for Pixinista. I just want to say right off the bat, I'm so glad, Ginger, you're back. We missed you.
Sorry, I was taking a drink. Listen, I missed y'all too. Oh my God, it was horrible. It was horrible. I don't like being away.
I know. I felt the same way when I took my little hiatus. Like, about the time the show started, I was like, I should be doing something.
I know, every time.
Yeah, this is not right. I'm missing something. This is not right. So it's like, it becomes a part of you. It does.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Snow White. I'm Snow White. Corey is doing something right now, but she'll join us in a minute. And then we also have Ginger Rocks up in here. We missed terribly.
Yes. And I missed y'all.
Are you logged in as guest or Ginger?
Well, I thought I was logged in, but I guess not. So I'm logging in really quick. So
are you going to join me, by the way?
Yeah. I've got join me. I was trying to post it. I was like, why can't I post this? She's not logged in, Jen.
And for those of you that don't know, Join Me is an application we use so you can actually see what we have on our desktops. Because it's really hard to talk about fashion and rip people a new one if you don't know what the hell we're talking about. So we use this application. We post a link in chat. Ginger just posted it, actually. So if you're not in chat, you're missing out. Post a link in chat. You copy and paste it to your address bar in your browser. And it takes you to connect directly to Ginger's desktop. It's going to be Ginger's tonight.
Yay! And I'm kind of showing the stuff on my online marketplace.
Woohoo! And then we... Wait.
Oh, no, I lost it. What's that? I'm going to find that link. I want to show off. Miss Snow made something that's amazing.
It's not that amazing, but...
It's totally amazing.
Well, let me go ahead and tell everybody what it is.
Okay.
I started learning how to make hair in Second Life.
Is that mesh, by the way?
The ponytail is mesh, yes. Everything is prims. I started trying to learn how to make hair in Second Life, and I'm trying to learn how to rig mesh hair and manipulate mesh hair in Blender. I'm actually working in partnership with a longtime friend of mine, although a little more than a friend to me. I know. Her name is Sindel Daviau. She runs, this is a Secrets Hair, by the way, from the store is called Secrets Hair. And this is something she helped me with, it's her texture. And all I did was pretty much just kind of piece it together and come up with a style. And this is my very, very first one, so Be nice to me.
I like it. You know the thing that I like the most? Right here on the edges?
Yeah.
You have these little flyaways. And yeah. So many people don't add that. They just leave that hard line right there.
Well,
is that a hair base or is that actual?
It's not a hair base. It is a hair base, but it's not a texture hair base. It's actual prims.
That's what I want to know.
The flyaways? No. Those are prims. I made those.
I love those. I love those. I love those little details.
Yeah, on the other side of her head, there's more flyaways right by her ear. When I first made it, I was going to leave the hard line, but it really looked like that it was just kind of a wig stuck on her head.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't get that.
Yeah, so I wanted to put a little bit of more depth to her hair. So,
this is great. This is beautiful.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you to say. Thank you.
Guys. Okay. No, it's awesome. Seriously, and I love that the ponytail part is actual the mesh.
Yeah.
So it bends and it moves and everything. But it's not like the old flexy ponytails that would go through your body. And this is awesome. I'm so proud of you. Seriously, I can make a blob, and that's it.
I'll be making more hair probably in the near future because I'm going to be busy doing other stuff on the computer. So while I'm not having my full focus on whatever else I'm doing, then I'll be able to piece together some more styles. I have a lot of different ideas. It's just a matter of getting them to work, you know?
Yeah. Are you releasing this inside a store somewhere? Or, I mean, are you going to put it like...
Yeah, it's actually Secrets Hair. Is a store. You can go to Second Life, type in Secrets Hair, and you'll come up to the it'll come up, teleport there. There's so many different styles there that I have had nothing to do with. This is the only one that I've had anything to do with. Well, I kind of helped on another one.
So this is like in a collaboration thing? Are you splitting the profits? Or?
Yeah, it is a collaboration thing. It's 50-50, basically, which is like super generous. She's awesome.
That is amazing. And you know what? All you need is a little bit of encouragement. This is beautiful. This is amazing.
It's really not that good, but the one...
It is. I love it. I love that it's not all... So many people try to do, like, completely concise and even, so, like, the hair is, like, rounded on top of your head to where it's a helmet. I like that you can actually see the parts in the hair.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, that actually Sindel made. So
that is dope.
She's very, very good. Like that's her texture too. She hand painted those textures. So.
Wow, hand painted textures. Yeah, I'm not that talented. So.
Not either.
I will totally admit that I have been because I've been working on making clothes. Let me rephrase this. I'm not making the mesh. I am buying the mesh. A designer thing, I guess. And anyways. End up with stuff like this.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes, the little at-at.
That is adorable. The at-at, is that an at-at My Little Pony?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yes, hold on, I have to show you my newest one. This was my newest one from yesterday I came across.
Oh my, hello Ewok. Aww.
Yes. So I totally admit that I'm like going through Photoshop files and finding my textures, and then, manipulating the textures, because that's actually not...
You're not supposed to be... Painting. You are not supposed to be telling them secrets. You are not supposed to...
We're being honest. We can't help it. You know that's just how we are.
Yeah. Of course, the design's not technically all of my own, but then I manipulate and make it mine, so... Yeah. I love it.
That's why you don't need to be...
wearing that right now. Here, I'll... slip in 2 seconds.
Why do I hear police?
I have no idea. It's not from me.
I'm outside the Vetements store inside Second Life. If you're in Second Life and you're listening to us and you want to come check out the store. Oh, yeah, by the way, don't look at the water. I've got weird lights on right now because I was taking pictures. but the water's not actually acid green. But anyways, that's my shirt. See? And this is mesh. This is what I keep trying
Stop
to
moving. You're making me sick. It's coming like pixelated.
Okay. There we go.
That's good.
The clothes, they move. They bend with you. And, so you can...
One day I will learn how to make mesh in the in Blender, and then I can teach you how to make your own mesh clothing.
I can't wait. That'd be awesome, because I've been trying, and I can make blobs. Okay. I'm just going to, start selling colorful blobs on the marketplace.
My problem is manipulating and making organic shapes. Because I'm trying to make hair right now, and I'm having a hell of a time figuring out how to manipulate the shapes to make it look more like hair instead of just like, you know, polygonal, just straight shapes. Drives me crazy. Ugh. That's my problem right now.
All right. Well,
see what Miss Corey has in the store this week. She has.
I'm not putting anything out. You know why? But I did. I did run across this as my new favorite hotness. Although this picture is jacked up. I need y'all to do better with your pictures.
What you talking about?
Wrong chat.
This
there
is it's in Spanish, so you can't read it, but you can look at the pretty picture. This is burlesque. Yes, burlesque. I don't like the arm there that's all up in the boob. Apparently somebody didn't notice that their arm was all up in that girl's boob. And that the and that also.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad picture. But
and
that
also
is
the
cute,
shadow
though.
The shadow doesn't match in the background either, so yeah, I'm going to need y'all not to be doing that.
What the hell happened to the shadow?
Somebody didn't realize that somebody like us was going to come along and be like, this is not right. But the outfit is banging.
The outfit is banging. I agree. I love that.
And Tapio makes beautiful things. Beautiful things.
I like the texture on the stockings.
I do, too, because they look real.
Yeah, they do.
Like
that's why I like it.
Ripped. Like they need to be ripped.
I kind of like that shape. You know, so often I'm picky about people's shapes.
Oh, she's got curves. And you know what's really funny? This was probably, this shape was probably made by a Hispanic person.
Which, probably.
it probably was. I'm not kidding. And the reason I say that is because she has curves. And if you'll notice, the majority of avatars that come from America are stick thin, anorexic, just really gross looking. And then you look at, like, people in Spain and then any kind of Hispanic people usually have these voluptuous, just fucking gorgeous shapes. Just, wow, what the
hell? I know. For a game that I keep trying to say that it's not set around sex, but it is. So many of you make ugly shapes.
Yes.
Ugly shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, no, not cute. This is cute. I like that hat. So many of these hats usually are huge, and they, like, eat your head.
Yes.
I love that. I love the texture. You know, I keep saying I love this, but at the same time, there's almost a shiny on that top.
Like it. It almost looks kind of like a latex bra and latex garter to me.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it. It's either latex or really shiny silk.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not usually into the latex. I was with a guy in Second Life who was way into latex. He bought me, I swear to God, anything on the marketplace he could find that was latex, got sent to me. He spent several hundred dollars on clothes for latex. And I was like, I don't wear latex. I'm not going to wear this. You're nuts.
Yes, you will. You will wear it and you will like it. True.
No, I trashed most of it without even opening it.
So he just spent all that money, and you were just like, delete.
I kept telling him, stop buying me stuff. He didn't listen.
Oh, well, that's his fault.
No, it's one of those, if I were into that and I would wear that kind of thing, great, that wonderful, we would have no issues. But I wasn't into that kind of clothing.
You know, that actually brings up a good point. Boys, men, if you're going
to
be spoiling us, boys to men, if you're going
to
be spoiling us, spoil us with stuff that we want, not
okay,
stuff that
I
you want.
I am having some things going on, and I don't know where this sound is coming from. Either I'm crazy, or people in Second Life doing something I'm scared of.
What are you talking about?
I'm hearing all kinds of weird sounds. Maybe it's because I'm in Second Life. I'm picking
are you
up
at
on
the
those.
Store?
No, I am actually at the sandbox because, you know, I was trying to.
Then
you were
probably somebody in Second Life. Yeah.
It's making me kind of paranoid. I keep jumping.
Because people in sandboxes are just stupid.
That is.
Well, there's nobody up here with me. They're probably below me.
Oh.
Wow, my brain just totally hit the gutter because I heard that wrong. My bad.
Surprise.
I know. Why is this? Hold on. I'm trying to open up a webpage. I found a new blog that I love.
Found that right up Corey's alley, by the way. You go first, and then we'll do me.
All right.
We'll do you?
Sure.
I am in love with her blog. I am in love with all the pictures she's taking. Her blog is bullshitbarbie.wordpress.com. I don't remember how I found her, but she is a blogger. She blogs for a lot of deco, and I love deco. I just can't afford deco.
It is pretty expensive.
Yes, but look at these tops. I mean, seriously, she puts together these whole outfits from multiple outfits, usually. And she's got weapons, which, you know, I love, and the boots, and these pants. Oh, just so hot. And, you know, of course, she talks about where everything came from. League is a really good store. We've all shopped there before. Mm-hmm. I think we've got pictures of us inside League. But this chick takes beautiful pictures, and I love the whole, I'm a badass bitch, look at me, you know, this whole don't fuck with me thing going on. It's just
step in, make a hug, welcome to the chat room.
Her avatar is amazing.
She is pretty, I'll give you that. And she's got curves, so. Oh, I love those boots. What the hell?
I know. I've been drooling over those boots for a while.
I don't see anything. All I see is. Oh, yeah, there they go. There you go. Those are cute. I can see now that you all have given away the techniques that are employed. You know what, people that are by the sandbox, really?
All right. I am
going to my own store. I can't even do this. I can't do this.
God, Ginger, every time I move my mouse, I think it's your mouse, and I'm like, what the hell? Why?
That is adorable. That is so me. Where can I get it?
Let me scroll down and see. Suntan Grape, I'm going to say that.
Probably a Dirty Princess.
Dirty Princess.
Daddy snack outfit, that's what I'm talking about.
I've never heard of this store. I'm going to have to check this out. I love the 3D glasses.
I like the ripping the pantyhose.
That's awesome.
I love that she takes the time to actually put together a picture, a whole theme.
Yes. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I've been lazy with mine recently. I just pop them up in the back of a blank photo, and ta-da! No, this is hot. And look at the rip in those hoes right there.
Why was I ignored?
I'm sorry.
Did y'all hear that?
No.
No.
Okay, there is something open on my screen that is doing this. I'm telling you.
What the hell tattoo is on her belly?
You know, those slutty tattoos that are so rampant inside Second Life.
I hate those.
Yeah.
I really do. Would you really get that in real life? Let's
see it. Scroll it up.
Tattooed on your belly?
Scroll it
Somebody
up.
Somebody has somewhere.
Ugh, it's gross.
But seriously, I love it. She puts like a story almost to these. And I want that bloody mouth tattoo. That's just...
Jeez. Anyway, let me put something up that's actually Corey's here.
Okay. All right. What are we showing?
I found this on Pinterest. It's in Skype. This is... I found it and I immediately thought of Corey. And you'll know exactly why when you pull it up.
I can't even see nothing. Nobody loves me.
The Join Me link is in there.
That is cute. Oh, my God. And I could totally see Corey wearing this.
Right? Now, this is, you know how we always talk about.
That's not showing for me.
Well, the link's in Skype. Pull it up.
I did. Nobody loves me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay.
Oh. Why won't you put it up on the screen? Guy. Why won't you put it up on the screen?
It is on the screen.
It is up on the screen.
You know what? I don't see it.
Are you sure you're in the Join Me?
I don't think y'all love me.
Are you in the Join Me, Corey?
I'm going to relink this.
I'm feeling unloved.
Oh, my gosh.
Going back to the chat room.
My shockwave crashed.
Talk nerdy to you. No, tonight we're talking nerdy game fashion. So... that also reminds me. I got to open up some pictures. A friend of mine's been sending me pictures from Guild Wars 2. Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway, can I get back to what I was saying?
Yes. There we go.
Okay. Corey. I found this, and I thought of Corey. And the reason I thought of Corey is because it's complete outfits with a theme in mind. And not just any theme, but Disney princess themes. And these are not the big... Did you see them?
She sees them. I love that Snow White one.
If you scroll down, you'll see there's a theme for a lot of different Disney princesses. And I immediately thought of Corey because she loves this kind of thing, and she is kind of a princess. It's got awesome shoes, the updated gowns, accessories,
oh my God, the Aurora dress.
All of it. Mm-hmm.
Look
I immediately saw this. Yeah.
And look at the Aurora, and this is Cinderella. I even like the Snow White. Oh my God. I want apples
oh
on my
God.
Okay, you know what? I'm telling you, people in Second Life, you're now following me. I'm hearing cars passing by. This is not cute.
The bell one is really pretty. The bell one is something Corey would love.
Bell?
Yeah, bell.
Let me see. No.
No?
I can't wear yellow. I don't look good in yellow.
Oh, my God. Keep going.
The purse is nice.
You like the light blue.
Yeah, I look good in light blue. I could work that desk.
You'll love the Mulan one.
Oh, I think you'd look good in the Pocahontas, honestly.
Of course I look good in Pocahontas. Of course.
Oh, my God, the Mulan.
I could work the Mulan with the dragon ring.
Mm-hmm. And those shoes. Oh.
Who's Tiana? Wait, Tiana was from...
Who's Tiana? Clutch the Pearls. Did she say who's Tiana?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Ginger.
Wait, was she the one from the Frog Prince?
Yes.
Okay. The Frage Bruto.
The Frage Bruto.
The Frage Bruto.
Now, I would even wear the Rapunzel one, which is from the newest Rapunzel that came out with the chameleon. Mm-hmm. I would even wear that even though it's pink.
I would wear that because that purse is all kind of sick. We need to make that purse. Ginger, find us a mesh purse.
I could probably do that.
I hate pink so much.
Find us a mesh purse.
But yes, I found that and immediately thought of Corey and wanted to share it because
I really love
my Corey.
I really want to know why I'm hearing cars.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm going crazy. Is this what it's like to be crazy?
Probably going crazy, yes.
Possibly. Is this what it's like? You hear things that aren't happening?
Yes.
All right, so I have got somebody who's coming up with a... It's a little bit kind of off topic, but it's kind of geeky at the same time. Birthdays are coming up for somebody very special to me, and I want to make a cake. I'm trying to make fondant icing cake. So I've been trying to get inspiration from, like, Pinterest and stuff like that. I found this cake, and I have to show it because I'm...
You're making Second Life cakes?
No, she's talking about real life.
Real life cake.
Real life cake is fattening. I just want to point that out to you.
It is fattening. And
are you playing Minecraft?
She probably is.
No.
That's where she's trying to make the cake at. Watch.
Okay, there we go. I'm going to share the image. I'm trying to. Damn, this thing's tiny, and it's not wanting to open up now.
I see it. The Minecraft cake. I knew it was going to be Minecraft.
There we go. Bigger picture.
I'm going crazy.
Fondant. And you know, and I think I can do that because that's not hard. Look, they just made like a square and overlapped it and then like cut it. So I could do that.
Minecraft? I did.
I love my Minecraft.
I'm going crazy. I just want to point that out to you people.
Yes,
so Miss Corey,
I know y'all don't care.
So what have you seen recently?
I got one more.
Okay.
Check it.
Oh my God.
How gorgeous is that?
I would wear that inside.
Oh my God.
All over that.
Right? How pretty is that?
I've got to learn how to make mesh.
Is that mesh?
No, that's a real picture.
Oh, I was like, what? Somebody came that hardcore? Oh my God. I'm hearing cars.
Wow.
I'm going crazy. Why am I going crazy?
Is that the store now?
I don't know where I'm hearing the cars from. I don't know. Something is wrong.
Corey's being stalked right now, so.
I'm just closing up windows because I don't know where it's coming from. Really, it's unnerving to hear sounds that you don't know where they're coming from.
That is sick.
I love that dress.
God, how hot she has.
And that is like the ultimate cosplay. I mean, whoever made that is just, wow. That she has got talent beyond anything I could ever even imagine.
Oh, my God. And it's just being, I can't say wasted, but so many of these people waste this kind of thing.
Well, no, see, that brings me to a thing I wanted to bring up during the show. Remember, Ginger, unfortunately, you missed it last week when we had the designer for the now-famed Assassin's Creed coat.
Mm-hmm. How did that go, by the way? Oh,
he's a cutie, by the way.
Whatever. He all right. Look, he's all right. But I was talking to him about being on Real You hear that? Do you hear that? Did y'all hear
no,
that?
No, we don't hear anything.
Okay.
No.
Something's wrong with me. I'm logging out of Second Life. I can't take it. I don't know where it's coming from. I got to get out. But we were talking to him about how come he wasn't in the real Fashion Week and so on and so forth. And do you guys think we should have maybe a gamer Fashion Week? I mean, what if we put something together like that? Would you think any gamers out there, would you come to something like that? Where it was all about cosplay, and not the cheap cosplay you made at your house in your garage, but people who were real gamers like our friend Ezio. Yes, I'm calling you Ezio still. I know your name is Enzo. I know his name is Enzo, but I'm going to call him Ezio. But if you were a real designer, you were really good at making cosplay, like if you look at the picture that Ginger has up next to it, there's also one from Mortal Kombat. What the hell? Really? What? I got to close now. This is not right. This is not right.
Is there like a movie going on somewhere?
I don't even know. I'm just hearing stuff. I don't know where it's coming from. I wish I knew. It's driving me crazy, really. I close another window and nothing happens. I close another window and nothing happens. I just keep hearing more noise. Now I'm hearing people talking like they're eating in a restaurant. It's driving me crazy.
I think you have voices in your head.
I may be. They never got this bad before. They're overpowering me. This was scary. Usually they don't overpower me. We have conversations. You know, we talk. But anyway.
Right, that's scary.
So would you guys go to something like that?
I would, yes.
Everybody talked.
Yeah, I totally would. I think that would be amazing. I would love to see what these people are putting together.
Now, even more to the point, would you buy some of that stuff? Like if they had a store, like it was a Target, but it was all gamer stuff?
Hell yeah. I've been wanting a gamer geekery store. And not Hot Topic. Hot Topic doesn't count.
Hot Topic is not geek. Hot Topic is trendy. It's whatever is hot at the moment. That's not geeky.
I'm not 12. I can't shop there.
And their sizes are totally not right, by the way.
For bitches who don't eat nothing but Tic Tacs.
Right?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. No, I've got peanuts I'm sitting here munching on right now. I like food. I like to eat. Thank you.
Okay. Did y'all talk about your favorite fashion apps?
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, when you do, I want you to make sure you do mine first because,
Go ahead and do hers because we...
We're halfway point. Go ahead, put that
up.
Yeah,
we're 17 minutes, so we have 17 minutes left.
Go ahead, put that up. Go ahead.
I'm working on it. It's been a little bit slow.
Is she crunching every morning? Yes. Is she crunching in my ear? Now is she crunching?
She just said she was eating peanuts.
I don't appreciate that, and we don't have any.
I know. I'm jealous.
I like food.
Ooh.
Do you see that right there?
I don't like her hair, but...
Okay, forget the hair. But peep that this is one of my favorite real world designers. Clothes that I... Well, no, I lie. I can wear some of that stuff.
BB catalog and store?
BB. BB usually deals with a little more curvy, on the curvy side. Girls on the curvy side. And I did own a shirt from there. I wore the hell out of that shirt. It was a T-shirt, but it was backless. Like, from the front, it was like a cute little BB shirt. But when you turn around, it had no back. Oh, I worked that shit the whole summer till the BB fell off my shirt, okay? It was some kind of studs or something. But I like this app that it has their catalog in store because I don't see anybody else doing that. All of our real-world designers, even our gamer ones, don't have an app where you can do this right here. You can watch. And I like to look at the clothes. I can't afford them, but I like to look at them. I think I would wear that right there with my hair, the whole wig and everything.
I don't think I would.
Oh, you know what? See that white dress? I have a pink one just like that hanging in my closet right now.
Oh, my God.
It's pink. It's not pink. And
I love those shoes, though.
Shoes are hot.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't do dresses. I don't like dresses at all.
Well, I have to.
As I get older, more well-aged, I like dresses.
You know what? I don't know why this one is saying she don't wear dresses, because do I need to whip out the pictures with the hair flip?
Hey, that was like once in a blue moon, and I wasn't even comfortable in that dress.
And she looked so hot in the dress is what made
it. I did not.
Disgusting. You know what? What am I saying this for? You're not paying me.
What's up with the hair, though? I'm sorry.
I don't like the hair. The hair looks frizzy. It seriously looks like a big cotton ball on her head.
It's supposed to. It's haute couture, ladies.
But I like it. It doesn't matter. This is the thing. This is the thing that trips me out about haute couture. I understand that it's supposed to be high fashion and all this other shit, but it's ugly. What the hell? I don't want to see ugly shit coming out of my face.
I like to dress.
I gotta admit, the darker skin model looks so pretty in white. She looks so much better in white than the other girls.
Oh, that's because the skin pops. Because that's why they.
Oh, I know. And they needed to have more dark skin models than all these pale bitches.
Is that Alekwek? Is that who that is? I have to find out who that model is. Alekwek is one of our dark skin models. Ew, her legs are sick. Okay.
But then I bitch about this for a second, because I know this is real life stuff we're looking at right now. But they are doing this inside my video games, inside all sorts of different video games. They keep putting my girls, when I'm like a hunter or fighter, in fucking heels like that.
I know.
And then they give me hairdos like this, and I'm like, that would never fit inside a helm. I'm sorry. It would never fit inside a helm. Not that I ever, you know, if it has a toggled helm off, I'm totally toggling the helm off. But they're bringing these big poofy hairdos. And I'm like, this is not realistic. I mean, it's video games, not totally realistic, but...
But
I want hair that doesn't look like I've spent 3 hours styling it before I go kill a dragon.
It's almost as bad as having like a little tassel over your nipple, a pasty, be like your armor plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's almost as bad as that to me, for real. Come on, guys.
I mean, on one hand, I'm gonna bitch because the other option is they put this glob on top of your head and it has like little spikes to it, and that's hair, and that annoys me. So I shouldn't bitch too much.
No, you should.
But I want an in-between. I want, you know, I want a ponytail. I want braids. I want, you know, something, you know, bangs pulled out of my face. Something. I don't want this. This is what my hair would look like, you know, if I went out partying
it
and they slept on it.
Like unspun cotton popped onto her head.
Yes, yes, yes. And people are bringing this style into Second Life. And some people can pull it off. Most of you cannot and should not ever.
Mm-mm.
And every time I see it on top of your head,
because
you're not wearing hair bases with it, I want to gouge you in the eyes.
Well, the thing is, if you're going to wear this in Second Life, you have to put the whole look together. Like, remember the girl we saw when we went to the Men's Fashion Week that had the big rose on top of her head? Obviously, you do not need to be walking around with that on and some jeans and a shirt. But she had on a nice long gown with the train. It was red, and it had a rose, you know, roses
what's
around
the bloomers.
I think they're cute.
I don't know, but I've seen those inside Second Life quite a bit.
I don't like
recently.
Those.
I like them, but they're not made for our body types, is what they
are. No, they are not made for our body
no.
types. Because
we got
no.
too much curve. Now, this dress right here that's coming.
Okay,
that
is hot. I like that one.
Yes, that'll work with our body type because it shows off the curves. The boobs are all pushed up. That works.
She needs some food
she,
to be able to pull
else.
That dress off.
Mhm, mhm. That's what I'm talking about. That's hot. That's hot. But anyway, I love this. See how engaging this app is, though. See how we're sitting here watching this. This is one of the better fashion apps that I've seen. I saw a bunch of sucky ones today on the Google Play Store. One of them was to cut out pictures from the web to post to share to your. Well, no, that one wasn't a sucky one. That was what was the other one I was playing with earlier?
And why are the nipples uneven?
Because she's real.
Because she's a real woman.
You know, real women do have, sometimes their nipples are not
even
all the
time.
They're
like more than an inch. Like,
hey, my nipples might be more than an inch.
Honey,
no,
I got to tell
you. I'm saying one was like about an inch higher than the other.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Real women, their boobs are not always even. One of my boobs is bigger than the other.
Well, you know what? The smaller they are, the more noticeable it is. I think all of us have boobs when bigger than the other, but it's more noticeable the smaller you are. Anyways, love this app. Did you ladies sit down? Would this, like, pull you in? You'd be sitting watching this? Of course,
no,
because
I really don't give a shit about haute couture.
But you
yeah, that's more your thing. I think me and Snow are...
Well, baby, it's not all haute couture. This is a fashion show. Y'all know how it goes. They bring out this stuff, and then they scale it back for it to be more.
She is gorgeous. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
She is so pretty.
I want those shoes so fucking bad.
I don't think there's a baby.
She is so pretty.
I want... That dress right there.
That does.
No,
seem really
it's not
style.
The 80s. Big poofy shoulders.
Honey,
no.
Where you been? The 80s are back. Where you been?
Yeah, they really are. I'm talking like the colorful socks, the jeans. The
she wears some of the stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
Stuff. I love that stuff. I don't like the big poofy shoulders. I don't like the big poofy shoulders. I just,
anyway.
I don't.
Anyway, so if you're looking for a fun app, as you see, as you like to talk about, even if you want to talk bad about the models, this will keep you busy. Oh, yeah, so would wear that. 20-year-old Corey would wear that. I had clothes like that. With nipples
oh my
and all
God.
Showing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would not wear that.
I have worn stuff like that. And dare anybody, don't look at my chest when I'm walking in the room. What you mean? I can see your aunt.
I like that dress.
Oh, that's pretty.
That's gorgeous.
I would wear that.
I somebody needs to make that Inside Second Life without the flexi print. It needs to be mesh. Thank you.
It's got to move. What's the point if it's not flexi? You got to do both.
Some flexi be okay, but not like the old flexi.
Okay, we got to move on from this one. We got to.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me
show
mine.
Ginger, you go ahead and do yours.
What's your app? I got nervous energy. What you want me to do?
I know you got nervous energy.
All right. So this
you know
app,
I was.
I haven't used it yet, but I have it, and it can go on your iPad, your iPhone. I've got it on my Android. It's called Pose. I love this app.
I was looking at that one, and I was not fond of it.
Well, this is, you know, you can take a picture of what you're shopping for. You know, you try on the clothes, and then you can share it with your friends so they can actually, you know, critique you, tell you, oh, yeah, I don't like that, honey. No, the color's not good for you. Maybe you need something a little more flattering to such and such, whatever. I like that because I suck at choosing out clothes. Honestly, I'm that girl who's wearing jeans and a shirt half the time just because I can't be fucked with getting dressed up.
She missed my whole outfit, by the way, that I had on at night when we were at RTX. I came with the haute couture, and you didn't even get to see.
No, I didn't. And there I was in, I don't know, I think I had some kind of pants and like a shirt on something. I don't remember.
It wasn't too haute couture, but I had on a polka dot shirt that you could see through with a red bra underneath.
And my
tights and my super high heels.
Self-rescuing princess.
You missed all that. And I had on my high heels, and I had my hair all crazy. You missed it.
No, see, pretty much, no, I'm lazy.
Look, and guess what I was carrying as a bag? I had my Halo bag, because that's how I roll.
Oh, that's
what?
That's hot. But no, pretty much, you know, if I ever finish slimming down, the things I wear inside Second Life, the sweaters and the skirts and the jeans, the shorts, pretty much what I would wear, or what I do wear.
I am so tired of you and the when I slim down, because I'm telling you, if I could eat and have the weight go to my boobs and my hips, because you and Snow have the shapes working. Y'all have the hourglass that the girls are trying to get. They go have surgery to have done. That's why they get those big old boobs. They just can't put the hips in. That's what they're trying to do. If I could eat and my stuff goes to the right place, I'd be eating cornbread right now.
I know, girl. Man, I found a black dress I bought the other day. I have to find some shoes.
No, you are laughing, but I am dead serious. I would be eating a whole pan of cornbread and some french fries right now. I am not lying. My food don't go to my hips and my boobs.
No, mine goes to my boobs, and it goes to my hips, and
mine goes
also
to my gut,
belly.
And that's what I want to get rid of, is my belly.
Yeah, see, me and Snow understand each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got you, girl.
Shapely bitches, shut up.
Go to my app.
I ain't y'all's friend no more. I don't play with y'all no more.
My app is called Fashion Kaleidoscope by Emporia Incorporated.
Wait, there we go.
Isn't
she? Basically what this one is you can instantly find the latest fashion from around the world, and it'll tell you where to find the items to make the outfit.
Now, here's an interesting thing. Can you put digital fashion in there?
I don't know.
And why are our digital designers not sticking their stuff in there? I'm just saying.
I don't know. I know a lot of them are using they're using Flickr, and they're using, oh God, what is the other one? Something else. Twerk.
Did you just say twerk?
Twerk? Is it twerk?
So why you twerk? Okay.
help me out. What is it?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Oh, God damn it. There's some, it's not like Facebook. It's kind of like Tweet or Twitter and something else put together. And seriously, it's like in the back of my head, something irk. Plurk. They're plurking. There we go. They're plurking.
So why
they're fashion. Oh, hey, I am drugged on my mind. I'm...
Well, no, I was reading. We need our digital designers need an app or something like this that helps, you know, you find this stuff. A lot of people, when we're at home, you know what? I may have to write that. Like, I say that, like,
awesome.
I have time.
I would totally put that on my phone, because when I'm out, you know, because I want to see what's being made. I check these fashion websites. I'd love to have something that comes to my phone and says, hey, you know what? I just made this. Look at this. This is on the store. This is how much it is. Here's pictures. Look. Ooh. I'm pretty.
Whistle.
But I also want something where I can
whistle
post
while
that.
You twerk.
Woo! Ugly! Stop posting this shit. Because for those people who have not moved mesh, or at least incorporated mesh into your designs, I want to stab you. I no longer shop at your stores.
What is with the mad anger towards what is with the non-mesh hate, Ginger?
I don't know.
Like, well, I can't see mesh. Update your damn computer.
Yeah, but there are some outfits that are not mesh that I like. But I gotta admit, the more I wear mesh, the more I like mesh. I just really wish they would hurry up and come out with a script that makes mesh conform to your avatar shape instead of
they
you having to change your shape to the mesh.
There's only one store that's got it. You know who they are.
Who?
Rebel Hope.
Girl, I don't like your stuff. But anyway.
You may not like their stuff, but that's nice that their script
gorgeous.
Works.
It's not my style.
No, I'm just saying that's the only place that has it where it will conform to your shape. You don't have to change things.
And I
that's
can't
the
wait
only
to
place.
Yeah.
We're so wild. You
And oh my God, I'm going to have to get your help in a little bit. I'm trying to make a Halloween outfit, and for the life of me, I cannot figure out why my skirt keeps going invisible.
Well, whose help are you trying to get? Me?
Yours, I guess, yeah.
I don't know what.
I don't know either. I'm like, what?
It's a weird mesh. It's a Halloween. It's a witch dress. I sent it to
you. Oh, that one you gave me?
Yes, but it's a double-layer skirt. And for some odd reason, one of the layers keeps going invisible. And it won't stop. And I don't know why. And another...
You have an invisible layer? You have an invisible layer under the bottom of yours?
No. Both of the layers of the skirt should be non-transparent.
Oh, by the way, let me say hello to our favorite fashion blogger who was supposed to be here last night, but he is busy on a photo shoot. Hello, Alon Alphaville.
Wow. Hi there. Yeah.
He told me to wait because he was listening. Hello, Alon. Alon is a very famous Second Life fashion blogger and photographer. Only his skill barely exceeds mine, of course.
Bitch, please. That's what I want to say to that bitch. Please.
You know what? Probably just then when he was snapping pictures, he probably rolled his eyes like, that bitch just said she was on par with me. That is right, Alon.
Yes.
And that noise, ladies and gentlemen, means it's the end of the show.
Yeah, we've only got like 3 minutes left, right?
Yep. So tune in tomorrow to catch the news, and then tune in on Thursday to catch our normal Rough and Raw and Ready show.
Rawr.
Rawr.
We got to talk about during that show. Namely, a new... Gamer Network Service. We're still looking it over. Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't, because you know that's how we roll. Say goodnight, ladies.
Goodnight, ladies. But he won't be the only one.
Oh. gon' drink. Huh. I got me free.
Yeah, just once. I'd like to see a gamer freakum dress. How about it, designers?